Good morning and welcome to this early Monday morning on Daily Devotions. It's so wonderful to get to spend this time with you. My name is Madela and I'm on team here at Father's House. And this morning we're going to look at the idea of perseverance. Now, perseverance is actually a really important biblical concept. The act of persevering or persisting is continuing in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. So it's continuing to press on and to do something, putting one foot in front of the other, despite opposition. So it doesn't mean just action, or it doesn't just mean moving forward. It means that there is challenges or difficulty or opposition that you keep pressing past and pressing on. That's persisting and that's persevering. There's the saying that says, success is moving from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. Now, that may seem a little depressing, thinking I'm moving from failure to failure, but the idea of success that many people think is such an easy road is actually can be just moving through a failure, and a failure can actually be the success. It can actually bear the goal and the outcome and be successful. And it doesn't mean that persistence is just something that comes easy, that the path needs to be straight. It's something that we need to fight for sometimes, but there's such a reward at the end of persisting or persevering. There's a scripture in Galatians 6 verse 9 which says, "Let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." There is always reward for persisting and for persevering, but we must not give up. When I think about the idea of persisting and persevering, I immediately think of three biblical figures. The first one is Job. If we think about how much Job suffered, the losses he experienced, the trauma, the difficulty, the physical ailments and pain that he was experiencing, and yes, he complained, and yes, he's human. There's a part in scripture where it actually says, "I wish my life would end." And that's real suffering, and that's human, and it's okay to be honest and open about our emotions when we're experiencing difficulties and when we're going through difficult times. But he always stayed true to God. He kept persevering. He kept persisting. And another person that came to mind was Jacob. I mean, Jacob worked for Laban for 7 years to get his daughter Rachel's hand in marriage, and then he got tricked, and Laban actually gave him Leah, the other sister. But Jacob persisted and he said, okay, when Laban said, please work for me for another 7 years and then I'll give you the sister Rachel, he said, okay. So he worked for another 7 years. He persisted. He persevered. He went for what he wanted and what he felt he needed. And then there's Moses, who God asked to go to Pharaoh and to ask him to release the Israelites. But before he did that, God did say to him, I will be hardening Pharaoh's heart. So Moses had to keep asking and keep asking and keep asking. And yes, eventually the Israelites were freed and let go. But Moses knew the opposition he was up against, and it took tremendous persistence and perseverance. But there was a reward at the end. But there's a particular scripture this morning that we're going to take a look at. And it's in Luke 18. It's called the Parable of the Persistent Widow. And there's two things that I want us to draw from this particular parable this morning that God really teaches us and shows us through this parable that I think we can really apply to our lives. I don't know about you, maybe you're going through a season where you really feel like you need to persist and persevere right now, where you find yourself needing extra persistence in a certain area because you feel opposition coming, or you feel there's challenges, or you feel like it has been one failure from failure to failure. But I'm here to tell you today that you're able to persist and persevere, not through your own strength, but through God's strength, and that there will be reward at the end. Let's look at Luke 18, and I'm going to read it to you. It's not a very long parable. It's quite short. And it says that this parable is actually so that Jesus was telling the disciples to make the point that at all times they ought to pray and not give up and lose heart, saying, and he tells them this parable, "In a certain city, there was a judge who did not fear God and had no respect for man. There was a desperate widow in the city, and she kept coming to him saying, 'Give me justice and legal protection for my adversary.' For a time, he would not. But later he said to himself, 'Even though I do not fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow continues to bother me, I will give her justice and legal protection. Otherwise, by continually coming, she will be an intolerable annoyance and she will wear me out. Then the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not our God defend and avenge his elect, his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay in providing justice on their behalf? I tell you that he will defend and avenge them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find this kind of persistent faith on this earth? And I found this such an encouraging parable because, yes, it's about persistent prayer, but it also is quite remarkable that this widow, who had nothing going for her, she was in desperate circumstances here. We don't know what she was fighting for, but she was fighting for help, for justice. And she had nothing. She had no money. She had no legal action or help on her side. She just had her persistence. And so that's what she did. She just persisted. And it paid off. And there was a reward. And there's two things that I found encouraging about this parable. The first one is that you have all you need to persevere right now. Whatever your circumstances are, you have whatever you need, the skills and the tools in you already that God has placed inside of you. You can be persistent. You can persevere because you have his faithfulness on your side. You have his strength in your spirit. You have the Holy Spirit guiding you and helping you. And secondly, God will fight for you. Just keep going. You may feel like you have nothing else on your side right now, like this widow, but just put one step in front of the other. Just keep going. Keep going on the fight, persisting and persevering. And I want to pray with you this morning for something you might be experiencing right now, that you're able to persevere through it. Let's pray. Lord God, we come before your throne and we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord Jesus. We thank you that as this widow in this parable, Lord God, we don't need anything other than perseverance, Lord God, that we can come to you every day, daily in prayer and persist, Lord God, and persevere with what we have at the moment going on in our lives or our circumstances. And through that perseverance of prayer, that faith will rise in our hearts, Lord God, and actions will happen. The reward will come, Lord God. I pray for every person watching or listening this morning that may feel that they just need that extra perseverance today, Lord God. I pray for a boldness and a courage and a faith to rise up in their hearts today as they choose to persevere and put one foot in front of the other, knowing that they will reap a reward because you are a faithful and good God. And we know that in due season, that reward will come. So we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your grace in our lives today. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I hope that this encouraged you. Have a lovely rest of your Monday.